right. Now, we're going to look in the book of Luke. If you've got a Bible, we're going to be in Luke chapter 19. And we're going to... You guys, you okay there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's good. All right. All right. Don't spoil it for the rest of the kids. All right. Here we go. We're in the book of Luke and in chapter 19. Did I tell you what chapter it was? No, chapter 19. Okay, we're in Luke chapter 19. And the reason why I got such a big Bible is because I left my glasses back at the house and my preaching Bible that I brought with me, I can't quite see. So I've got one with big writing so I can see. And this is a story about when Jesus met a particular man and what happened. And I want each of you, even though this guy is a grown-up, I want each of you to sort of think about yourself and the way this man deals with Jesus. Okay? So here we go. Verse 1 says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now, Jericho was the name of a city, a big town in that area of Israel where Jesus was. And so Jesus went through this particular place called Jericho. And as he was walking through the town, it says there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Now, I'm sure one of those words you worked out what it means. Which was the word that you could work out in there about that guy that you know what it means? He was rich. We all understand about someone who's rich, right? But the word that you probably didn't understand was the word where it says that he was a chief among the publicans. I think we all know what a chief is. What's a chief?
The leader.
The leader, that's right. He's the big boss. And in those days, that word publican was talking about people who collect taxes for the government. And in those days, the government was the Romans, okay? The Roman Empire was ruling all across the known world at that time, and they would collect taxes from all the people that they'd conquered, and they would use all that money to build roads. And some of those roads, you can go across to Europe today, and you can still see those same roads that the Romans have built. And I've been across there and walked on some of those streets that the Romans built back in the time of Jesus, and they're still there, and they're still solid. And so the Romans did a lot of good things, but they did a lot of terrible things too. But anyway, one of the terrible things was that they collected sort of too much taxes, and the people hated them for it. And what they would do is they would go into a country and they would fight against that country's army and defeat them, and then they would make that whole country like slaves. Okay? That's not real cool, is it? But that's what they did. And they would say, look, you are our slave, so to speak, but we'll let you just keep living the way you are and doing things the way you've always done it, so long as you pay your taxes to us. We won't come back and attack you again. We'll let you live in peace. And so that was a pretty fair deal, don't you think? So that was what it was. But what they would do is that they would find certain people within the country, from that country, and they would give them the job of collecting the taxes. And so a lot of people in the country saw people like this man, Zacchaeus, like a traitor, because he was working for who? For the Romans. And he was taking their money and giving it to the Romans. But here's the thing. What was that first word that we learned about him? He was rich. Okay? And so what these people would do is that the Romans would say, this is how much money you have to collect in taxes this year. And any extra that you can collect, you can keep. And so people like Zacchaeus, and he was the big boss and he had guys working for him, so he was getting the most money, they would go around and say, you have to pay this much tax, and you have to pay this much tax, and you have to pay that much tax. But it was more than was needed. And so they would give the Romans what they had, and then they would put all the rest in their pocket. And that's how he got rich. And that's another reason why everybody hated him. And here is Jesus walking through the town, and this man, Zacchaeus, who's really rich, he had anything he wanted. But there was something missing from his life that money couldn't buy. That's right. Now, he didn't know exactly that Jesus was the answer, okay? But he'd heard about Jesus. And for some of you guys, I don't know you. I don't know how long you've been coming along here to club, okay? You've heard about Jesus. You sort of know some things about Jesus. And this man had heard some things about Jesus. And the Bible tells us right here, it says that in verse 2, here was this man. And then in verse 3, listen to this. It says that he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Who he was. And that's probably the most important three words in these verses of Scripture. And I can tell you they're the most important words for you, whatever age you are. Who he was. Who is Jesus? Now, I didn't become a Christian until I was 21 years of age. So when I was your age, I'd heard about Jesus, and I thought of Jesus as being like a good guy who'd done some good things and helped people, and he was pretty cool in his day, and that he was just a good guy, okay? And that's who I thought Jesus was. And then I met some people who told me some more stuff about Jesus that I didn't know, and I went, okay, that's a bit hard to believe. I'm going to have to think about that. And Zacchaeus had been hearing stuff about Jesus. And so he decided, I'm going to find out just who this Jesus is. Because I've heard he's been doing miracles. I mean, real miracles, not fake miracles. Like you see magicians doing things, they make someone disappear or they cut someone in half. You all know that that's fake, right? And it's just a trick of the eye. But Jesus was doing stuff that couldn't be a trick of the eye. He's got like 15 or 20,000 people out in the bush. There's no food and everyone's getting really hungry. And the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, that his friends who he was teaching, he said, the people are hungry, you guys need to feed them. And they said, mate, there's about 20,000 people here. How could we possibly feed them? And they said, and Jesus says, well, what have you got? And one of the disciples, named Andrew, he went and found this young boy, probably about your age, okay? And they said, there's a boy here who's got some little, like, buns, small loaves, and he's got a couple of dried fish. That's his lunch that he brought. But what's that among 20,000 people? We know that there were approximately 20,000 people because the Bible tells us that there were 5,000 men, adult, grown-up men. So it would have to be at least that many women and children as well. There were probably about 15,000 to 20,000 people. And Jesus took those couple of loaves and those couple of fish and he started handing them out to his disciples. And he just kept handing out and handing out and handing out. And handing out, and handing out, and handing out until 20,000 people were fed. How do you do that? That's not a trick. That's a miracle. And then he'd heard that there was a man who was born blind. And Jesus went and saw him, and he put his hands on his eyes and said, see. And this man opened his eyes. And this a man who was in his 30s. He'd been blind all that time and opened his eyes and he could see. He'd never been able to see his whole life. These are genuine, real, what we call miracles. And he'd heard these things about Jesus and he thought, he can't be just some ordinary guy or he can't be a trickster. He must be someone really special. And so he wanted to find out who he was. And you guys need to find out. Who is Jesus, this Jesus that everybody's talking about? Is he just a good man? Is he like some sort of Superman or something like that? Who is he? Who is Jesus? It's the most important question to answer in your life, young people. And when I was 21, I come to find out the answer to that question of just who Jesus was. And guess what? Zacchaeus did that day. Now, here's the thing. Zacchaeus was really short. He was an adult, but he was probably only about that tall. And he wanted to go see Jesus. And guess what happened wherever Jesus went? There was a great big crowd. And so Zacchaeus is sort of like this. He couldn't see him. He goes, how am I going to even see him, let alone find out who he is? And he thought, oh, I've got an idea. And he ran ahead of the crowd. And the Bible tells us here in the next verse, it says that he climbed up a sycamore tree to see him as he passed by. Now, is there anyone here from Vanuatu? No, not from Vanuatu. Anyone from Solomon Islands? No? Anyone from the Tiwi Islands? No? Anyone know McDonald Tippenwoody? Anyone? No? Okay. Anyone from Papua New Guinea? You're from Papua New Guinea? Used to be from Papua New Guinea. Okay. Well, my son is married to a lady from Vanuatu. Okay? And if you want to, I can show you a picture of her and my son and their kids, okay, later. And you see, in Australia, you don't usually see grown-ups climb trees, do you? No. You see plenty of kids like you climbing trees, but you don't see an adult climb a tree. But if you were in Vanuatu or Papua New Guinea or somewhere like that, adults climb trees all the time, right? Picking coconuts and doing all sorts of stuff. So when I was in one of those countries, I was telling this story and I asked the children, not have you ever seen a grown-up climb a tree, but I asked them this question. Have you ever seen a rich man climb a tree? And the answer is no. Rich men don't climb trees. Rich men pay someone to climb a tree for them. Okay? You guys don't know the answer because you're not rich, okay? It's like me. But you see the difference? Can you see what's happening here? This guy is rich. I mean, he's really rich. Rich men don't climb trees. Okay, here's the point. I'm making a point, okay? Don't want to get into a little silly old argument over whether or not rich men are going to climb trees. But here's the point. Boys and girls, he didn't care what other people thought about him anymore. He wanted to see Jesus to find out who he was. And so he humbled himself and he climbed a tree to try and find out who Jesus was. And as Jesus walked past, he stopped and he looked up in the tree. And you know what he said? It's there in the Bible. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. Now, what did we just learn about Zacchaeus? He's rich, but why was he trying to... He was short, but what about Jesus? What was his relationship with Jesus? How well did he know him? He was trying to find out who he was. Okay, he'd heard about him. Now, what did Jesus just say to this man? He called him by his name. They'd never met. You get where I'm going? Jesus knew his name, but they'd never met. And that helped him to go, wow, Jesus is someone very special. And then the Lord Jesus forgave his sins. And the Bible says that day Zacchaeus became a Christian. Salvation came to his home. He became a believer in the Lord Jesus that day because Zacchaeus recognized that Jesus was far more than just a good man. Jesus was God come down from heaven. And that's who Jesus is. Jesus is the one who created the universe and the trees and the stars and you and me. And he loved us so much that he came down from heaven to die on the cross for us. That's who Jesus is. And if you won't believe that, then you can't go to heaven to be with him. Like Zacchaeus, you have to humble yourself and you have to acknowledge who Jesus is and that you need him because you can't get rid of your sins. Who can tell me what sins are? Michaela. when you do wrong, all the wrong things that we've done, lying, stealing, hating, we've all done bad things. And you only have to do one bad thing and you can't go to heaven. And don't compare yourself with others and say, well, I'm not as bad as her or him, okay? If you've done just one wrong thing, you're banned from heaven. The only way to get your sins forgiven, the bad things that you've done taken away, is to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you and take away all the bad things that you've done. And if you're fair dinkum, and he knows if you're fair dinkum because he knows your name, just like he knew Zacchaeus, he knows if you mean it or not. He knows if you're faking it. He knows if you're doing it just to please mum or dad or to please your leaders. And if you say, oh, blah, 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 because, yeah, he's not going to forgive your sins, because he'll only forgive your sins if you really, honestly, genuinely believe who he is and that you really do want him to take your sins away. And that day will be the most wonderful day of your life, because that day you will have changed complete direction from being dead spiritually and going to end up in the lake, the awful place called the lake of fire, to being guaranteed to be able to live in heaven forever with the Lord Jesus and all of those who've trusted him. So, young people, if you haven't had that special day, and we know that that day it happened to Zacchaeus, because the Lord Jesus actually said, today salvation has come to this house. Today Zacchaeus had his sins forgiven. And I had that special day when I was 21 years of age. Initially I thought this was, oh, nah, can't be true. And the more I studied it, the more it all made sense. Why are we here? There has to be some purpose to life. Surely this isn't, we're not just some sophisticated monkey jumping around and then one day we just turn into dirt. I mean, we have a soul inside of us that thinks about eternal things. You don't see lions or zebras or monkeys or elephants making a little altar and bowing down and worshipping or doing something like that, do you? And they've tried to train different things like birds and some animals to talk, but if you were to ask that animal, so where are you going on holidays next? Animals, and you and I are different. We're humans. All of us are descendants of who? Adam and Eve, okay? Adam and we're all brothers and sisters in Christ, okay? Our hair colour may be different, our skin colour may be different, but the blood that runs through our veins is all the same. Now, you might be O, E, B, A, C, D, F, G, H, Z, whatever it is, okay? But we've all are of one blood, the Bible tells us. You and I are all family. And all of us need to be part of God's family by trusting in the Lord Jesus. If you need to talk more, that's what your leaders are here for. But you need to think about, boys and girls, young people, you need to think about what Zacchaeus thought about. Who is this Jesus? I need to find out for sure. And when you find out for sure and understand exactly who he is, then you will want to have him as your very best friend, your what we call saviour, the one who saves you from your sin. Now, I think everyone knows what a lifesaver is. Yep, we all know what a lifesaver is. What does he do? He saves lives, okay? So, because we understand what a lifesaver is, he saves people's lives when they're drowning. Think about it, guys. People might be drowning out in the ocean and they need a lifesaver to save them from drowning in the water, in the what we call the spiritual world, in our souls, inside us. Each of us, we could say, are drowning in our what? In our sins. And the lifesaver is who? Jesus. Okay? And until you believe who he is and that he can save you, and you will say, Lord Jesus, save me, then he will come and he will save you and make you part of his family, God's family, and you will be able to know for sure that whether you were to die tomorrow in a car accident or live to be 100, that whenever you die, you will, not you might, you will go to heaven with him. And that is the most wonderful thing to know for sure. And I know, having that peace in my heart through all these years, and my wife having that peace in her heart going through cancer and all sorts of difficulties, you just have a peace that just can't be explained, because you know who Jesus is, and he is your best friend and the one who has forgiven your sins like he did for Zacchaeus that day. Lord, we thank you for these young ones. Thank you that they come along to this wonderful club, to this church here, and are able to hear all about you. I pray for them that they will all think very seriously about their relationship with you, and that they, if they're not sure, that they will settle on just who you are, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen. All right, guys. Now, let me just check. What was your name?
John.
Correct. All right, I got it. All right. Over to you, bro.